Yeah. All right. All right. One very quickly, because I see I didn't record anything before. Just very, very quick. On the question of the Ramban and the Rashba versus the Ritva, that I think it comes down to a question of whether you learn the kinyan is through, if Shmira gives her a kinyan chatzer, and then she's kona the get via the chatzer, then the Ritva's right. Doesn't make a difference if he's participating, because his participation is only in creating the, her shame chatzer. But once it's her chatzer, it's completely her kinyan get. But if you're learning like the Rashba and the Ramban, I think they're learning that there was a, that the takana was that the shmira itself is the maisa kinyan. Then, if he's osik in the shmira, he's osik directly in her maisa kinyan, which is a problem. Okay. All right. Now we're going to go on to the Rambam. We'll give it a try. I mean, it's a very interesting. It's not so often that you get Rishonim working on what the Rambam means. So the big question in the sugya, is how do you work out Shmuel with how do you work out the progression in the Gemara? I mean, that's the theoretical question. Okay, the Gemara starts out with Rav, okay, and Rav has the simple din of Dalet Amos. And then the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about a new idea. Notice Dalet Amos is called Tarkula. The Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Mishnah is talking about a brand new Gittin phenomenon. And the Rishonim learned it was created specifically for this situation where it was hard to give a get in a normal way. Okay? Because of certain takanos, of a certain situation of Shmat. So they were instituted a brand new mechanism of Shmira, which doesn't work anywhere else. And that was Rabbi Yochanan. and that would work just by Shmira alone. Karov lo, karov lo, karov lo, karov lo, all of those cases. And then comes along Shmuel and says, and he argues with Rabbi Yochanan. He says, no, don't do that. It has to be, it's not good enough that it's karov law, that she can do shmira and he can't do shmira. It has to be at her feet, basically. Okay? And then he went even further and he told his Talmud, Rav Yehuda, that he shouldn't accept it, he shouldn't validate it unless she actually gets it in her hand. Okay? So the question is, what do these shitas, how do these shitas relate to each other? Okay, so how do these shitas relate to each other? Is Shmuel basically coming to argue with Rabbi Yochanan, or is he being machmir Rabbi Yochanan, or is he changing something? How do you put them all together? Okay, so. The straight way is like the Ran. I mean, the Ritva, the Rashba also, that nobody argues with Rav. Nobody argues with Rav Meikar Adin. Okay, and that is not something that ever changes. And even Bizman Azeh, the Rush holds that Dalet Amos will be Kona as long as there's no overlapping, or as long as there's no other complications. But basically, nobody really disagreed with Rav. Rabbi Yochanan just didn't think that's what this Mishnah was talking about. Okay? And therefore, like Rabbi Yochanan himself has Dalet Amos and Bav Metzia. Right? And later on, in this Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, he seems to accept Dalet Amos as well. That's the Ketafres. It's your favorite sugya, Ketafres, right? That's Rav Yehuda, the one that Shmuel said to wait until it gets into your own hand. So it seems pretty clear that Dalet Amos as a phenomenon still is good. There's only one shita like this. Rabbeinu Hananel, I don't know if you saw Rabbeinu Hananel, says that the Gaonim said not to do Dal Ramos and not even to do Chotzer anymore. That when Shmuel said, wait until it gets into your hand, he's undoing everything. But it's funny, the Rishonim all reject that, but they say nonetheless, you should be choshish for that shita. But there's no reason to they're learning, really, all of these cases of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel are in more complicated cases, not in the straight, simple case of Chatzer or Dalet Amos. That was never changed. Okay? So let's take a look at the... See, that's at the end of this, at the Ram, before he gets to the Rif. He says... Yeah, he says, "V'ashkan lo l'Rava d'hu basra d'ovid uvda," because Rava himself. Let's take a look over here. He says, "V'efshel lefar." No, let's go a little bit lower. He says, "Umiu b'makom shem konos min hadin mistaver de avdi va'ovda." Right, when Shmuel was saying not to do it, it was only in certain situations. But in the normal case, it's good. Vein sarach lomer v'chatzera shehi zoche lo. And certainly, she can receive the get in her chatzer. Va'ashkechon leila rava duhu basra David uvda. V'amar de liknaye lahu duchto v'tizel. So Rava, who's one of the later Amorayim, had that case. Remember the case, it was Shavas, and he couldn't give her the get. So he said, let her be Kona, let him be Makna to her, the Chatzer. So you see, the Din Chatzer is definitely good. Right? Ella, he says, Sheroi lochosh l'divri Rabbeinu Chananel zal, Shekosa v'anu kibalnu merabosenu, Shafilu zorku lo bechatzera lo mishtari la alma admati gita liyada. The garcina birshami hamachuvar mikulam ad shiitnenu liyada. Elu devar of zal. So he says, lemaisa, you should be choshish for Rabbeinu Chananel. Because he said that the gaonim were machmir not to accept the get, not to free her until she actually gets it, based on the Yerushalmi. Veina Yerushalmi Machriya, Shefalifarsha, Kidiparishna, Hadid Magbigmora, Dilon. Says that the Yerushalmi is no right, you could learn it like Aragmara. Viatlo Tavid Ba'uvda Adamatigitli Yoda. Now you can learn it like Aragmara, that says the same thing, but it's not talking about a regular case of Chotzer. Varif Zal Shekosov Behalachos, Hai Uvda de Rava, Nira Shela Locha Kosvo. And the Rif himself brought down that whole story with Rava, so it seems like the Rif himself, who was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Chananel, held the Lamaisa is good. So Lamaisa, everyone they seem to hold that it's good in the Chotzer, and but a little bit choshish for Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, fine. So now let's take this. Let's take the you want to do the Rambam? You saw the Rambam?
Yeah.
Okay, Varamam Zal Kosov Beperike Milchos Gerishon Beloshon Hazeh. Alright, is this the right Loshon or not? Can we check, you want to read along in the Rambam? Tell me if it's right. But I think the Rashba had a different Gerishon than the Rambam. It says like this, Zarku lo Bershus Harabim, O Bershus She'ena Shel Shnehem. So the Rambam holds it works, he holds Bershus She'ena Shel Shnehem is the same thing as Bershus Harabim. Karov Lo Migureshus.
I have Karov Lo Ein Migreshes.
Yeah, that should be right. That's right. You got to take out that bracket. I don't know what that bracket's doing there. Karov Lo Ein Migreshes. Right?
Well, hold on. Let's start over again. You have Haya. I have Zarku.
It's Karov Lo Ein Migreshes.
Yeah.
One second.
Karov Lo.
Try again. Zarku Lo Bershus Arabim O Bershus She'ena Shel Shneim. Right? Mm-hmm. Karov Lo, then what?
I have Karov Lo.
Oh, you don't have Karov Lo at all.
Have Karov Lo then brackets.
Yeah. Right, in the Ran, that's how he has it. But in the Rambam, how does he have it?
Karov Lo, Enim Igreshes.
So he skips the Karov Lo case. Karov Lo, Enim Igreshes.
It's not taking away anything.
Hoyo haget mechza le mechza. Umi mechza le mechza ad shei Karov Lo. Hareza Sufik Migureshes. But what happens in the case of Karov Lo? That's what's crazy about this Rambam. Does he skips a case?
Meaning he's not saying what's happening with Karov Lo?
Well, let's see. Now he says, Karov Lo Kidesha Tashuach Vititlenu Hareze Posol Ad Shiagia Get Liyoda V'achakach Tinose Bo L'chatchila. Okay, so once again, what does he have? I mean, I don't know what gears to go with, but we'll have to see. Let's go with our gears, and we'll see if the Ran has our gears or not. He has now three cases, right? Three or four cases, I'm not sure. He says if it's close to him, it's zilch, right?
Right.
If it's from half and half up until she can pick it up,
suffic.
Then it's suffic. Okay. And when she picks it up, then it's good l'chadchila, right?
Well, no, he says hayakarov la kidei shetashuach v'titlenu.
Right, then it's possible.
Right.
Ah, she agia get liyada, but when she
right.
if she picks it up, then it's good.
Right.
So he's learning what? He's learning, but he doesn't have a karov la case. Now he's like this. Ketzad hu karov lo. So what is karov lo? He just uses these terms. Hayahu yachol l'shamro v'hi eina yachol l'shamro. Zeh karov lo.
Zeh hu karov lo. I think the Ran also changes.
Yeah. Big deal. Zeh hu karov lo. Okay. So whose karov lo is that? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Shneim Yechol Neshamro, O Shneim Einon Yechol Neshamro, Zehu Mechtzu Al Mechtzu. That's also Rabbi Yochanan. So he's definitely learning like Rabbi Yochanan, because he's saying it's going to be a Sofek Gerishin at the Mechtzu Al Mechtzu. If he rejected Rabbi Yochanan's position, it would be nothing. Right. Now, Bahu Techila, the Omad, the Achakach Omda Hi Kinegdo, the Zarka Law, if he came, who came first?
He came first.
He came first, good, he came first, and then she came against him, and he threw it to her. Im hoyo haget besoch dalet amos shelo.
No good.
Eina migureshes. Afal pi shim tashuach titlena. So what's that case?
We said last week.
That if, right, in other words, if he establishes his dalet amos first, right, and she comes into his dalet amos, and then he throws it to her.
So
as long as it's in his Dalet Amos that he established first, and negates her, that will negate her Dalet Amos. So
even though
it's so close that she could pick it up, that's nothing. Is it nothing?
Yeah.
That's nothing. So that's not a Mechza Mechza case. That's another Karov Lo case.
I mean, that's
puzzle
though.
Is it
puzzle?
Yeah.
No, Enim Igreshes.
He says Enim Igreshes.
I'm reading the wrong line.
So that's another Karov Lo. So he's learning like Rav on that one. On that one, he's clearly learning like Rav. Because that was exactly Rav's case. Right? And the Rambam, a couple of halachas before, also has a Dalet Amos case where he says it's good. Where he throws it Ketafres, right? And it falls in her Dalet Amos.
Yeah,
right. So Now, Amda Hitchila Uba Hu V'Oma Kinegda. So now it's the good case of Rav, right, where she's there first. V'Zarku La Afal Pi Shehu Mechtzala Mechtza. Hold on. So now what's the case? It's in her Dalet Amos, basically. But it's not only in her Dalet Amos. It's in their overlap, but she was there first. Right? Amda hi techila. She got there first.
It's like he has no case of Karovla at all.
That's right. And he got there second.
By saying this, that implies Karovla.
And then he threw it to her, even though what? Even though what?
It was in the overlap. Still it counts as hers because it's in there.
Well, what does mechza mechza here mean? Mechza mechza, does that mean what he meant before? Because what did he say? Did he define mechza mechza before? He said, yeah, shneim yichol meshamra, or shneim ein yichol meshamra, zeha mechza mechza.
Right.
So now, I mean, I don't know, should we do this? Should we take over that definition to here? So now what's the case? The case is it's in
overlap.
Her Dalet Amos that he comes into, right? Is that the case?
Yeah.
It's in her Dalet Amos that he comes into, even though they can both be Shomer or both can't be Shomer. Is that, should we say that?
Both can.
Or can't. V'hu besoch Dalet Amos shelo, and the get is in her Dalet Amos. Hare ze
pasul.
Ad sheyagia get li yodo. Ad kan. Okay, so what's that last case? It's confusing now. And what if she could do the shmira on it, and it was in her Dalet Amos?
And it's for sure.
Then it would sound like it's good.
Yeah.
So he's saying the problem is what? That it's overlap, that he's in her Dalet Amos.
But he could do shmira on it.
And he can do a partial shmira on it? That's why it's puzzle.
That's weird, because like, it really should be totally hers, because he just came into her rishos.
Right. So he says, V'dvar of temuim harbe. So he says, it's very difficult to understand the Rambam. Why? Shehu posei kishmuel. Because he says, Acha tashuach v'tetlena. And Acha tagia get liyada, which was Shmuel's din.
In the last case?
On the last case in the Gemara. Shmuel is the last case in the Gemara.
Okay.
That's what the Rif says. Omar le Shmuel le Rav Yehuda, Kadesha Tashuach Fetitlena, Va'at lo Tavid of the Adamati Git liyada. That's what Shmuel told the Rav Yehuda. And the Rambam is posculating like that because he says, Mimechza Mechza, Ad, you know, Kidei Shetashuach Vatilena is possible actually Yigia get Liyada. V'yafal Pikein Eno Doche had the Rebbe Yochanan. That Rei Kosov Sheshneim Yichom L'Shomro. Migureshes. V'ena Migureshes. So, but yet he still retained Rebbe Yochanan. Right? V'ima Rav Zal Savar de Shmuel Lo Polig had the Rebbe Yochanan Midina. So in other words, how is he learning Shmuel's din against Rebbe Yochanan? Are they arguing Me'ikar HaDin or not? So he says they can't be arguing Me'ikar HaDin, because they're arguing Me'ikar HaDin, then how could he pasuk like both? Right? And if they're not arguing Me'ikar HaDin, it's rather a Chumra Ba'alma Kedesha Tashuch V'Tidlena U'machmer Od Lomar Dafilu B'chi Ha'ina Niseis El Lachash Yagia Get Liyada. Mikol makom hayelo lichtov the kol shi yichol l'shamra shaget pasol midivreim. So he should have said any time that she can be shomer the get, it's only pasol midrabanan. V'nafkim minishim nisis lo teitzei. It's a big din. Rambam's leaving out a big din. If he's really holding like. If he's really holding like Rabbi Yochanan, Me'ikar Adin, so then that means Midoraisa, if the man throws the get to the woman, and he can and she can be Shomer and he cannot, and 100 yards away from her, it's Midoraisa good get. But the Ram doesn't have that case. And he should. Uvavadei shuzal kachu sover d'shmuel lo polagad Rabbi Yochanan. He must hold that Shmuel is not really arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. He's just a chumra. V'inami polag. Or he holds that he does argue, and then we should pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Because that's the general rule. He said that before. General rules, we always, Rabbi Yochanan is always our guy. We always go with Rabbi Yochanan. Like we said before, that when there's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, the general klal is Rabbi Yochanan. Sharei lein, no, it's good. Sharei lein kiddushin who posei kamoso beperek dal mechosishus. You see that halacha?
Yeah.
Take a look at that. Look at the end of Jay. Is that you on the phone?
No.
So go ahead. So he's standing in a place that's neutral, and he throws her kesef kiddushin.
Right. So it's good. Oh, the dark law kiddush. Okay, karovla ain't a mikudeshes. Karovla harais a mikudeshes. Right, he has the.
He has the case. Explain what it means.
Mechzel mechzel osha hayu safe karov. Ketad hu karov la the karov lo. Kol shehu yachol lishmar osan vehi ena yachola zehu karov lo. Vehi yachol lishmar vehu ena yachol lishmar zehu karov lo. Shneim yachol lishmar osan o shneim ena yachol lishmar osan zehu mechzel mechzel.
So just. So I'm just passing straight up Rabbi Yochanan. Straight up Rabbi Yochanan. Bismanazeh, if a guy threw the woman Kesef Kedushin in the neutral zone and it's 100 feet away from her, but she can guard it and he can't, it's Kedushin 100% Midraisa. So he's clearly possibly like Rabbi Yochanan, because our Gemara says V'chein le'in Kedushin. So how come he leaves out the case by Gerushin? Right? Yeah. Now, if you were reading this where it says Karov Lo Migureshes, like we have it in our run, this whole run makes zero sense. No? Because that's exactly what he's complaining about. The Ram doesn't have a Karov Lo case. So I don't know how they let that in there, but okay, go ahead. So here's his answer. Venira Li Shehu Sover, right? Am I right?
I lost you.
Yeah, me too.
All right, I probably skipped a little bit. Skip the line, don't worry about it. Nearly, one line down.
Well, where is that?
Right in the middle.
Shehu Sover. Dekevan Dehada Rabbi Yochanan. Just pick a spot that we haven't read yet and you'll know, we'll catch up to you at some point. Dekevan Dehada Rabbi Yochanan Lav Midina Elamitakanto.
I got it.
That this is what the Rambam is learning. That since Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of Karov Law is not midoraisa, right? It's a takana. Shereim kinia tiluya b'shum makom b'shmira. There's no such thing as a king in shmira anywhere in halacha. Hilkach af agav the Shmuel moda to Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel was moda to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of the Mishnah that really was the takana.
That what?
That there was a takana of Shmira, of a king in Shmira, because of Agunos.
Okay.
Kevan de Okarla le takanta de Masnisen. Now he's learning that I don't know if you read it earlier on in the run, but he had that's the general approach of the run. That Shmuel was saying that the takana doesn't exist anymore. I think we read it in the Rashba too. Or somewhere we read it. That it was for that time. They set up the takana because of the agunos and because of the shmad, but when that situation had ceased, they didn't. They uprooted this takana to have a kingin of gerushin, midin kingin shmira. So then lechumra hadar dina, leduchta. Then it went back to the chumra. Dibiyachola leshamro. They reverted back to a chumra situation. They didn't want to accept the kiddush, the gerushin anymore, of the original takana of agunos. It was too loose, too easy. Lufikach, or too confusing. Kol shehu mikarov lo ad karov lo. So therefore, the Rambam's learning that what did Shmuel do? He said, now from now on, anything that's from Karov Lo, which is a zero, up until Karov Lo, which he's now defining as Kedesha Tashuch V'Titlena, it's all the same thing. It's all Suffik Migreshus. In other words, he's learning, the Rambam is learning that what did Shmuel do? He basically tried to uproot the original Takana. And he said, the original Takana we shouldn't use anymore. And we should, but apparently he couldn't really uproot it. So he said, we should just deem it like a Suffik Gerishin. It's not really a Suffik Gerishin. It's not like the Suffik of Mechza Mechza that we were dealing with up till now. It's like a degraded Gerishin that's not Gemurin. We should not use it as a method anymore. Okay. Ubechlal zeh karov lo. So included in this is Sheyecholo l'shamro, v'hu eini yechol l'shamro. So that's included. The Rambam doesn't have to mention that. Va'ola yofel aderach shekosavti. Va'adayin lefi zeh hayaroy lomar dekevan deshmuel okar lo takansa dekorov lo migureshes. Biyecholo shamro. Mishum chumar degin. Af hekidushin hayaroy lomakin. Now you could say, alpi svara, that one Shmuel said we got rid of this get, it shouldn't work for kedushin. Sherei lo amru b'kedushin elamishum l'sa degitin. So the only reason they instituted this whole process of kedushin is as a l'sa degitin because of makish havaya liyitzia. V'loma.
Oh boy, again.
V'loma pasak de b'kedushin de b'hiyachol l'shamra v'hu eini yachol l'yachol de mikudeshes v'adai. Amazing Rashba. Ron, that he wants to say that the Rambam is learning that Shmuel held a chumra by Gerishin not to use the takana, but he didn't. He wasn't ochre it completely. Apparently, if he was ochre completely, it would have been completely uprooted by everything. But since it really exists, he was just machmir by Gerishin not to use it. We don't see any chumra that he expressed by kedushin. That's how the Rambam paskins. That by Gerishin it's up. By Gerishin we treat it like an Eina Megureshes. We treat it like a quasi state, but we maintain it by Kedushin. Even though Kedushin was only instituted because of the Gerishin, that's the strange thing. They only included the Kedushin because it existed by Gerishin, but the fact that we're now not considering it Gerishin Gemurin doesn't mean automatically we don't consider it Kedushin Gemur.
So, why doesn't the Rambam just say, like, Kesad Karov?
In which case?
La?
In Gerishin or Kedushin?
In Gerishin. Why doesn't he just say, how? What is that? That's Tashuach Latitlenin.
But one second, he says, Mekoma Komani Toma. But he still has one problem. Loma Posak. He's in a different problem. He's in the problem of Rosh Hashanah Rabin versus Simta. Let's see. Because he says it's a case of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he says Dal Amos ain't an Kono Sham Ela Besimta Kemoshe Hukos of Perek Yud Zayim Hilchos Gezela Hilchos Gezela. So it's a big problem in Hilchos Gezela where the Rambam says Dal Amos is Konos. He says not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It has to be like on the side, the alley. So how come over here he says it's Get Midrabban Umeata Kol She Ainah Bishir Sheim Tashuach Titlena Shimigreshus Minatakanta Lama Amashu Pasol Mashmidivre and Bilvad It must be that's a shorter shear than Dalai Lama's. Alright. That one he doesn't answer. Yeah. So what do you say over here with the Rambam? So he that's how he wants to learn the Rambam. That what? There's a Rashba on this. There's a lot of the Rishonim won't bother about this Rambam. But I think the Rashba had a slightly different gear. So. But, it's not a Reb Chaim, right? The other way to go is I think the Rashba has it like this. If you have the girsa that Karov Lo Migureshes, then you have no problems. Because then the Rambam is learning like the Rush, that Shmuel's whole din was only when they're in an overlap situation. But he never took away the ray, only when they're in a situation that's tough to call. But if it's a clear situation, Shmuel never made a chumrah. It was in that case, it would be that Shmuel wasn't oker the takana, but he made like a takana, like a fix in the takana. So in the situations where the takana leads to difficult calls, like who got there first, or you know, basically who got there first situations, that's why he says it should be that it's right at her feet. The assumption is they're not overlapping in their Dalai Lama's completely. Like even if they overlap a little in their Dalai Lama's, the assumption is they're not overlapping completely. Then you can learn the Rambam straight. But he still never defines Karov of law, other than Kedesha Teshuach V'Tetlana. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say. I just wanted to finish up the sugya and go through the Rambam, but it's a big problem. All right, so we'll start something new, completely new tomorrow. Okay?